Well, the legacy of President Woodrow Wilson is back in the news. The Democrat was twice elected president, and here he is campaigning in 1912.
The nation has awakened to a sense of neglected ideals and neglected duties, to a consciousness that the rank and file of her people find life very hard to sustain.
Wilson was talking about ideals and opportunities that he himself did not apply to all Americans. His racist views recently led Princeton University to remove his name from its School of Public Policy. Julian Zelizer teaches at that school. He is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. Julian, welcome back. It's good to speak with you.
Thanks for having me.
And, you know, we have you on to talk about history's intersection with the news every week. And this time it's hitting close to home. What do you think? Do you support the school's decision to remove his name from the school?
I do support the decision. And I'm someone who was uncertain when this first emerged in 2015. In the end, I concluded there was enough there based on his personal and policy record to justify the move, and that enough had been brought to light that leaving the name in place itself became a statement. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to deal with institutional racism, that includes the names of buildings and the monuments we keep.
Well, let's talk about some of his policies that got us here. As president, he segregated the U.S. Civil Service. That was an agency that had been integrated for decades. Tell me more about what he did there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most controversial part of his record that came to light. He segregated it after it had been integrated. And at the time, civil rights leaders criticized him for it, including the newspaper editor Monroe Trotter. There were other elements of his presidency that we've been discussing, such as his showing Birth of a Nation, a film in the White House, a film that was an ode to the KKK, and other ways in which he, like other presidents of the period, basically lived with the system of racial apartheid that existed in the South because Southern Democrats controlled Congress. So there's all aspects of the presidency, some more direct than others, where his record on race is not great.
Princeton University's president said in an op-ed in the Washington Post in the last couple of days that he doesn't pretend to know how to evaluate Wilson's, these are his words, staggering combination of achievement and failure. Julian, how do we judge historical figures who are often a combination of good and of evil?
Well, it's difficult, and that's why this case is different than Confederate statues, for example. And I think we deal with them in two different ways. When we're writing books or when we're teaching in the classroom, I do think we try to capture and cover all elements of a person, all elements of a particular leader. For Woodrow Wilson, there were parts of his record which were quite progressive, such as economic regulation and supporting a League of Nations, and others that were very regressive, such as his record on race and free speech during World War I. But when it comes to monuments and the naming of programs, that's a different question. It means, what are we commemorating by having that person, on the front of a building? And in a given moment in history, what does it mean to keep that name? And I think that's the debate we're having. And at this moment, it became clear that this was the decision to show a commitment to racial equality and toward a new era of civil rights politics.
And as you said, this is not the first time it came up. Back in 2015, students were asking the president to change that name as well, to bring it down. But he didn't listen at the time. The name stayed. But what do you make of the moment now where things are changing so fast?
Well, look, there was a vigorous debate back then, and in the end, the administration kept the name. But the movement's accelerated. I think this time the debate emerged when there is a movement on the streets, when there is a national debate as a result of the last round of videos that's even more intense than it was in 2015 when this era was really getting underway. And so I think the politics changed. And I think the way we look at the name of this program and other monuments that are going to be discussed is just different. Mm-hmm. And that's totally fine. And that's how these movements work.
Do you think the movement's here to stay?
I think it can have an immense impact. I don't know where this goes, but I do know that in the 1960s, social movements had a huge effect. The civil rights movement changed the national conversation about race. The anti-war movement changed the conversation about Vietnam. And this movement has the total potential to do the same. Mm.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.